The sun has set behind the pines on another cold winter night. You might be here for scares and tales, perhaps a philosophical pick-me-up. A peek behind the veil. They say if our eyes were made but a slight bit different, we'd see flames of fire shooting out of our mouths. Voice beyond the trees, VBTT. Am I in a cozy little house in central Pennsylvania? Or an overpriced and underfurnished apartment in South Texas? Does it really matter where I am? The important thing is that I am wherever you are right now. In your ears. And in your mind. I just got back from a cross-country road trip. 1,800 miles from one direction to the other, Texas to Pennsylvania. You know, waking up and going to sleep somewhere different isn't all that bad. It's part of the adventure. On my trip, I had the wonderful experience of camping in the Tuscarora State Forest. 91,000 acres across several counties in central PA, the forest is named after the Tuscarora Mountain, which shares its name with the tribe of natives. I was in the Perry County section, coal country. I was there to get away from the noise for a little. But when you're deep in the woods, you realize how loud the quiet can be. You become acutely aware of that ringing in your ear, the fuzz and static produced because your brain doesn't know how to shut the fuck up. Once the brain says what it has to say, that's when the real quiet creeps in. And so do the other things. The footsteps, the leaves rustling, your own breath. Without the constant nagging of phones, neighbors, and automobiles, there is no difference between loud and quiet. Nothing to compare it to. Nothing but the crackle of the fire and whatever made its way past your tent in the middle of the night. We still never found those tracks in the snow. Perhaps whatever it was just happened to, you know, step in the boot prints we left. I grew up on cold nights in the woods. Long weekends at the family hunting cabin in the winter. Falling asleep to the sound of flying squirrels doing whatever kind of mischief they get up to. The realization of how loud gas lamps are when they finally burn out. The first night is always the worst. The withdrawal from society and the things that we let tether us. As an adult, my trip homes are marked with this yearly camping experience. It truly is a return home in more ways than one. I always drive. I do a lot more thinking that way. It's meditative and therapeutic. Surreal is a good all-encompassing word. You get to see things. You get to see people. You get to see yourself. In the mirror, in reflections from the side window. It's valuable time to reflect and examine yourself. I know because I had 32 hours to do it. Just thinking along to my little songs. Let my latest obsession take you on a trip of your own. We'll be right back. delightful. That reminds me of something you'd hear from the Austin Psych Fest. I think they've already announced this year's lineup, running from April 25th through the 27th. It looks like Kim Gordon, Starfucker, Dinosaur Jr., Yo La Tengo as some of the headliners. Visuals by a bunch of different people. I know that my early 20s self would have been very happy to go this year. However, I might hold out for the fall show. They call that Levitation. I love psych music, probably my favorite genre. The most defining feature is that you know it when you hear it. The fuzzy guitars, driving rhythm section, things sound a lot longer than they should, dripping in reverb. Pioneered in the 60s and perfected every year since. Jefferson Airplane, The Grateful Dead, Cream and Hendrix, of course, Texas's Darling, The 13th Floor Elevators. Strongly endorsed by another Texas titan, Billy Gibbons. No wonder they're the namesake of my favorite bar, The 13th Floor. It's in Austin over by Stubbs on Red River, owned by one of the dudes from the Black Angels. It's pretty cool. He'll occasionally DJ and have his own band play there. I found it while working in Austin back in late 2024. I was living out of a hotel room for about a month and took every opportunity to explore the city. And of course, by that I mean Patron the White Horse, The 13th Floor, and Coral Snake. Rest in peace. You know, I never really understood psychedelic music until I finally got to dance with Maria Sabina's little teachers. I think one of the reasons I like psychedelic music is because it reminds me of the desert. It's like the evil sibling to the beach. Dry, sandy. Everything exists in spite of it all. I've never been a big fan of the beach. I love going to the desert, so I know it's not the sand. It's the ocean. Thalassophobia. What could be in those vast, unexplored reaches? And who's to say one of those things at the bottom can't reach all the way into the shallows? The ocean, of course, shares the same path as the Chesapeake, and all its long and winding fingers. All the way up through the Susquehanna and the Delaware. While the creepy things beneath the deep navigate their way from the oceans to our drains, another group of animals use these same bodies of water for aerial navigation. Birds and butterflies will follow these long bodies of water south or north. It's like a visual map used for generations, ingrained and programmed into their little bird brains. Did you know that there are moths and butterflies that will migrate just like birds? Flying south for winter, flying north in the spring and summer. You may have heard of the monarchs that will fly to Mexico, where they roost somewhere in Michoacan, I believe. Here in Texas, we have several different butterflies that migrate, one of them being the monarch. You may also see tons of little white and yellow butterflies flying across the highways, getting mercilessly smashed by trucks and cars that they can't even perceive. We also have the snout butterfly. Now, these cool little butterflies, they'll do their thing. They'll fly south for winter, end up here in Texas. But then you can find them all over everything, by the thousands. I was introduced to these butterflies from some Herman Munster-looking man. He was a sheriff over in Roby, Texas. I stopped there on one of my many road trips out to Arizona. I was just there talking to him, telling him, hey, looking for bugs, whatever. You know, it's a little strange seeing a man walk around with a butterfly net. And he goes, here, let me show you something. And walks over to, I don't know what the tree was at this point, but he shook one of the limbs. And it looked like hundreds of thousands of these tiny butterflies got up and tried to fly away. One scoop with my butterfly net, I landed 20 or 30 with that single swipe. These butterflies, if you go look at a picture of them, you'll see that they actually have a long nose. And this is what they're named for. That piece that looks like a nose is just part of its mouth. Elongated mouth parts. Unfortunately, we don't see much in the way of monarchs anymore. Seems like they're going missing all across the United States. However, you might find one of their cousins. They're called queens. They look strikingly similar. They're a little smaller. The orange is a little bit more of a brick red. And you can find them all across the South. I've collected them in Arizona, Texas, Louisiana, I think as far up as Tennessee once or twice. You know, even in Texas, where it should be warm year-round, we're not seeing much of butterflies this year, or last, or the year before. Of course, right now it's winter. It's cold. I think we're already looking at spring. I saw the chachalacas behind the office yesterday. Hopefully, the butterflies that are still out there found somewhere warm.
Here is the thinking about longer days and even longer flights.
What a way to close this night's broadcast. Broadcasting Wednesday nights out over those cosmic codes. All music and production done by me, Firefly. Trying to get these out weekly. If you like what you hear, show me some love. You're smart. You know what buttons I like to be pressed. Find us on YouTube and Instagram. Remember, kids, find bugs, not drugs. Good night from beyond the trees. GBTT.